5 minutes. Good time, good moments in 5 minutes. Hello, welcome to 5 minutes. Today, I am presenting an article by Mr. Benjamin Hardy, who possesses a great fondness for consuming literature centered around the concept of money. He has read over 200 books discussing various aspects of finances. All of this can be broken down into 7 things that he considers important. If it happens that you want to have a lot of money, this is the first point. He said that this was the most important matter, but people may not think about it. You must really want to make a lot of money. What most people desire is to become wealthy and have a substantial amount of money without actually exerting much effort. Although this desire isn't necessarily wrong, if you sincerely aspire to accumulate a significant amount of wealth, you must begin by dedicating yourself to the pursuit of it. Most people don't want to make a lot of money. They just want to be rich, which it doesn't. You must want to earn a lot of money first. Therefore, you have to sacrifice many things that will allow you to earn more money. So it is a hard work, like sacrificing Saturdays and Sundays. These are various things. It depends on the person. But you have to start from here first. Point 2. One of the key aspects of personal growth is to examine and modify certain qualities that hinder our financial well-being. These may include habits and behaviors that drain our finances. However, he stressed the importance of not restricting oneself to just one change. He questioned why we live such unhappy lives and proposed an alternative approach to transform ourselves and perceive happiness from a different perspective. Interestingly, he no longer relies on money to attain happiness. Point 3. Believe it or not, when you start to have enough money, what should you do? That is, you should start giving some of your money to other people. It is truly incredible how, if one happens to possess the trait of generosity, it can potentially lead to a cyclical effect. If wealth is shared, wealth might be returned at a heightened pace. From a scientific standpoint, when we give, we feel contentment and satisfaction as if we possess enough. This, in turn, boosts our self-assurance, which then allows us to strive for greater financial abundance. Point 4. To succeed, it is vital to hone rare, unique, and highly valuable skills. These skills are in high demand, and those who possess them will inevitably attract financial rewards. This is a natural occurrence, as money gravitates towards value. Countless skills meet this criteria, but possessing these 3 qualities guarantees wealth accrual. Those who generate significant value will also obtain substantial financial rewards. The question is whether the work we engage in possesses inherent value. One thing for consideration is the impact of stories on people's lives. How significantly does the stories we create shape or touch their experiences? This is an angle I'd like you to think about. If it touches many people's lives, transforming many people's lives, help create inspiration, provide knowledge, have a lot of impact, and of course, a lot of money will come. Because money goes according to value, money doesn't like anyone in particular. Money goes according to value. Number 5 is to continually invest in yourself at all times. So make an effort to enhance knowledge. Seek out valuable resources and engage with enlightening literature. A highly recommended website is Harvard Business. There are many useful articles. Nevertheless, it is important to acknowledge that fellow individuals also invest in their own self-progress, and as a consequence, the rate of investment yields varying influences. You should invest in 3 things. 1, your own skills, study, practice anything. 2, invest in your network. 3, invest in our team. Point number 6. Consider automating specific financial tasks to streamline your processes. For instance, if you frequently encounter errors with taxes, it is advisable to engage a certified tax expert. When seeking guidance on legal matters, it is recommended to engage a qualified consultant. Artificial intelligence is unable to perform the task of automating. It falls under the category of automation. So, when is it possible to achieve automation? You will get rich fast. Which is, accumulate wealth as quickly as possible is to create a good system if we put effort into everything. We can only do it with all our might, which may not be many enough. We don't have that much strength. The last point, don't waste money on stupid things. That is, don't waste money unnecessarily. It means, what do you want to do? Think about the risks. What is the most common pitfall that people often succumb to? It is the insatiable desire for wealth. Thus, it is wise to avoid heavily investing in this greed, as it can lead to a swift loss of money. It is crucial to thoroughly consider the importance of minimizing costs. An analysis of the risks involved is essential. Moreover, one must explore various perspectives that might not have been previously considered. What seems too good to be true? Well, here's a helpful tip that we can easily implement. Thank you for following 5 minutes. Thank you. 5 minutes. Good time. Good moments in 5 minutes.